Patricia Tritey's masterpiece, Unicorn Gardens, is an island of organization in an otherwise unruly sea of dandelions. The neat rows house all sorts of fruits and vegetables. When I arrive, she's planting.
Mostly the coal crops, trying to get the last of those in. Broccoli and cauliflower I got in a couple days ago.
Those cold crops are just part of the vast garden. There's an entire small field of potatoes, two apple trees, two greenhouses, and assorted fruits and vegetables squeezed around the edges of it all. It didn't happen overnight. Tritey's been building this garden for a while.
35 years, maybe? So the greenhouse is new, though it's... I think this is its seventh year.
The greenhouse looms large over the garden, and Tritey had help to get it there.
It's through that Department of Agriculture program that they partially subsidize it. This one, they pay by the square foot, and I wanted something a little sturdier than some people claim to have made money on the program by buying cheapo ones, but those aren't working anymore either, so...
The greenhouse lets Tritey control the environment for her plants better. It's allowed her to expand what she sells.
Anyway, this has made a whole difference in what I grow and what... It's made it possible to produce more starts, so I sell garden starts now that I really couldn't have produced that many before I had this available. So I can get them out here, and even when it's still freezing in here, I've got that box I can put them in.
In Dillingham, it's hard to know when plants may be safe from frost.
I won't say there's ever a last freezer, a first freeze, but usually you can count on nothing hard. In June and July, I start getting suspect in August. It's starting the 1st of August, but we've had years recently where you can get clear through August without a frost, which makes a huge difference.
From a combination of climate change and El Nino, summers have been getting warmer and longer in southwest Alaska lately, which means Tritey is finding more is able to grow in her garden.
I keep having to remind myself that, yeah, things that wouldn't grow here 30 years ago might now, or ones that barely survived then might survive better now. So I try to keep trying new stuff.
She's even started trying apple trees, but was recently reminded the weather isn't the only hazard out there.
A little bear got in here. I don't know if there's a little bear or a big bear, but it broke this branch clear off. It was just kind of hanging by its bark, so I don't know, you know.
Is that what the tape is?
String and duct tape.
Bears aren't the only unwelcome visitors to Tritey's garden.
You got the broken down part of my fence?
Yeah, I just walked through there the other day. There's a matching broken down part of my fence over there. Yeah.
While Tritey perhaps wishes the local wildlife wouldn't enjoy her vegetables so much, she appreciates watching the impact of her garden for the area's human population.
It really does my heart good. I've got kids that came out here on field trips in the second grade and got introduced to fresh vegetables, and now they're bringing their kids to farmers market, which is just, you know, it makes me feel really good.
Some of those kids may not have known about fresh vegetables because gardening is more difficult here in Alaska. Towards the end of my visit, Tritey reminisced about easier days of gardening.
When I was growing up, we lived about half a mile from a dairy, and you could get all the free cow manure you wanted, and for $5 they'd bring you a dump truck load of it and dump it in your garden for you. I think about that now and go, oh, please.
With no cows in Dillingham, Tritey has learned to be creative.
Oh, I've got my secret ingredient this year, too. Two big presets full of Porky Poo. Cave that's got porcupines frequented. I'm not sure if they winter in it or if they just pup in it or what, but they've been pooping in it for about a century or so from the looks of it.
Summer spent gardening in Alaska won't be an easy one, but like her fishing neighbors, Tritey will muster up plenty of elbow grease. That effort will pay off to make Unicorn Gardens a patch of paradise this summer. For KDLG, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.